The following talk is from St. Michael's Fulwell, a gospel-centered community for Fulwell, Teddington, and beyond. Our passion is to see every life following Jesus. For more information, visit our website, stmichaelsfulwell.co.uk.
And in a few moments, Johnny, our youth and children's minister here at St. Michael's, will come and preach. But first, we're going to hear from God's word. So I wonder if you might find a Bible dotted around on a seat near you. And if you turn to Psalm 19, Psalm 19 is page 552 in the Bibles. Psalm 19, and we're going to have Psalm 19 read for us. Lily is going to come and read that.
The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day they pour forth speech. Night after night they reveal knowledge. They have no speech, they use no words. No sound is heard from them. Yet their voice goes out into all the earth. Their words to the end of the world. In the heavens God has pitched a tent for the sun. It is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, like a champion rejoicing to run his course. It rises at one end of the heavens and makes its circuit to the other. Nothing is deprived of its warmth. The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The decrees of the Lord are firm, and all of them are righteous. They are more precious than gold, than much pure gold. They are sweeter than honey from honeycomb. By them your servant is warned. In keeping them there is great reward. But who can discern their own errors? Forgive my hidden faults. Keep your servant also from willful sins. May they not rule over me. Then I will be blameless, innocent of great transgression. May these words of my mouth and this meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, Lord, my rock and my redeemer.
And we've been thinking a lot about space this last week and how fantastic and wonderful and mind-blowing it is. Let me tell you three of my favourite facts about space, which are incredible. Here's one. If you look in the sky at night, maybe if you're on holiday and there's no clouds, you can see lots of stars. Okay. Did you know there are more stars in the universe than there are grains of sand in the whole world? I feel like there's loads of grains of sand just in our car from holiday. But there's more stars in the whole universe than grains of sand in the world. That's incredible. So many stars. Our nearest star is the sun. The next nearest star is a star called Alpha Centauri. Now, some of you might have gone on an aeroplane when you were going on a holiday, and you go pretty fast on an aeroplane. If you went on an aeroplane to Alpha Centauri, the next nearest star, it would take you 5 million years. That is how far the nearest star is to us. That is how big the universe is. We've got a picture of the next star. It's, here we go, a neutron star. Okay, a neutron star is what happens, for you guys that love your astrophysics, when a star collapses in on itself. Okay, it therefore is quite dense. If you had some neutron star, it would be very heavy. How heavy? Well, if I had a teaspoon of neutron star, so you might have a teaspoon of sugar, that's very light. A teaspoon of neutron star weighs more than Mount Everest. That is how heavy it is. Isn't that crazy? You see, space is absolutely incredible, and we could go on and on and on and spend the whole of this morning saying amazing things about space. But so what? Does it matter? Is it just a really fun thing to learn about and have fun with on holiday club? Or is there something more that space is telling us? We're going to think a bit about that this morning from Psalm 19. Before we do that, I want to challenge you guys with some riddles, okay? What gets wetter the more it dries? You might know it, you might be able to figure it out. Have a chat. A sponge kind of was a bit like a sponge, yes? A towel, yes. So it dries you and then it gets wet. Very good. Let's have another riddle. The more you take, the more you leave behind. What are they? Steps. Yeah, that's the one I was thinking of. Footsteps. You take footsteps, you leave them behind. Let's do one more. What has a face and two hands, but no arms and legs? Think about it, chat. You've got 5 seconds. Clock. Very good. Some guys at the back knew that as well. Well done. A clock. Right. Here's a riddle that I've made up. Not one to chat about, but see if you can work out what the answer is. So it says here, I speak without a word, yet all the earth has heard. What am I? I speak without a word, yet all the earth has heard. What am I? Now, hands down, I'm not going to ask you, because you might think that sounds a bit familiar. Where have I heard that, or something like that? You've just read it from the Bible. We kind of had, in a way, a riddle in the Bible. So if you've got it open, page 552, I'm going to miss out verse 1, okay? So we're going straight to verse 2. And you can see the riddle. It says, day after day, they pour forth speech. Night after night, they reveal knowledge. They have no speech and use no words. No sound is heard from them. Yet their voice goes out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world. So something speaks, has a voice, but actually it doesn't use words, it doesn't have a normal voice. Now, the answer is in verse 1. The heavens tell of the glory of God, and the skies speak of what his hands have made. We have been singing that verse all week. You've got it there open, slightly different words in your Bible. And that verse has the answer to our riddle. So here's our riddle. I speak without a word, yet all the earth has heard. What am I? Well, we see in verse 1, it is the heavens that declare the glory of God, the skies that proclaim the work of his hands. So who is doing the speaking? Well, the heavens, that's another word for the skies, everything above us. So I think we can say the answer to this riddle is space. The Bible says, yes, space is amazing, but here's another thing. Space is talking to us. It's got a message for us. It's saying something really important to us. But what is space saying? Verse 1 again tells us, the heavens, or space, declares the glory of God. Space says, God is glorious. He is amazing. Why? The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Space says, look at what God has made. God is so powerful. God is amazing. You see, it's not really space that's talking to us, but God is talking to us through space, saying, I'm glorious. I'm amazing. Look at what I've made. So this week, when we've been learning about space, God has been speaking to us. He's been telling us how wonderful, how amazing he is. And we can hear him speak to us. So, for example, do you remember my 3 special facts about space? There's loads. But as we think about these things, we can hear God speaking to us. So, what was that first one? Those stars. There's more stars in the galaxy than grains of sand in the earth. Well, God is saying to us, look how powerful I am. I can make so many stars. And look how much I know that I know every single one. All of those stars. That's amazing. Or remember what we learned about Alpha Centauri? 5 million years on our plane. That's so far. God is saying to us, look how big I am. Bigger than anything that we can imagine. Or do you remember that neutron star? A teaspoon. Heavier than Everest. God is speaking to us saying, look how strong I am. That I can hold that neutron star in my hands. It is amazing. God speaks to us through space. He's telling us all about his power and his glory. So if you look down at verse 7, we see loads and loads of descriptions for God's words in the Bible. There's lots of different words like God's law, his statutes, his precepts. We can understand them all as God's word in the Bible. Let me read it. Look out for how it is described. Okay? So we are told, the law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The decrees of the Lord are firm and all of them righteous. They are more precious than gold, than much pure gold. They are sweeter than honey from the honeycomb. So many words there that tell us about God's word. Did you see them? We saw that God's word is perfect. We saw that his words are right. We saw that God's words are radiant. We saw that they are trustworthy. We saw that they are precious. But no human has words that are perfect and pure, affirm. But God's words are. Not only that, but they are precious and sweet. God's words to us in the Bible are amazing. They're not only right and perfect, but they are precious and they are sweet. I wonder if you think, imagine someone said to you, what word do you think of when you think of the Bible? God's words in the Bible. What would you say? Maybe you would say they are good, they're helpful, they're interesting. Maybe you might say they're a bit boring, a bit dull, a bit irrelevant. The Bible says that God's words are perfect. We can trust them. But they're not just right, they are special to us. They're wonderful that God speaks to us through the Bible. But what does he say? Remember with space, we said God speaks to us through space. He says, look at my glory, look at my power. But what does God say to us in here, in the Bible? Well, the answer is lots and lots and lots of things. Far too many things for us to just summarize. But at Holiday Club this year, we've been having a very, very brief look at the whole sweep of the Bible. So I'm going to give us a one-minute summary. See, we learnt from the Bible that, first of all, God made a wonderful creation. It was perfect. We were the best part of it. And God said it was very good. Then we learnt about how we messed up the world. The Bible calls it sin when we disobey him and bring into the world all the bad things that we do. But we can see this is a dark picture with all our bad things on it, but it's in the shape of a cross. Because Jesus, God's own son, came into the world to save us. So that one day we learnt that we can be friends with God. We can be forgiven for the wrong things we do. And we can live with him forever. That is a very, very brief summary of God's message to us. His trustworthy, his perfect, his precious words to us in the Bible. He says, I made a good world. We've messed it up, but because of Jesus, we have a chance to be his friends, forgiven, and in his family forever. So God doesn't just speak to us through space. He speaks to us through the Bible. And in the Bible, he shows us his love and his plan for us. So, summary, God speaks to us in space. Through space, he shows us his glory and his power. And he speaks to us through the Bible. He shows us his love and his plan for us. But so what? God speaks to us, he says that. But what difference does it make? What should we learn from that? Now, the big thing that we want to take away from what we've learned, the fact that God speaks to us through space, and that God speaks to us the Bible, is that we want to listen. Sometimes it can be hard to listen when people talk to us, but if God's talking to us, we want to listen. So, if God speaks to us through space, we want to look up, learn loads about how amazing space is, and hear God says to us, this shows you how wonderful and glorious I am. We want to read the Bible and hear God speak to us as we do that. And hear his voice and listen to what he says. If we look up at space and then say, oh, That must have all come there by chance. God is speaking to us, and we're ignoring him if we say that. Or if we read the Bible and we hear God say to us, I love you, trust in Jesus, you can be forgiven, be my friend and live with me forever, and think, I'll be fine, I don't need Jesus. And ignoring what God is saying to us. But it's so easy to do. Listening is hard and it takes time. So if we do want to listen when God speaks to us, we have to make time for that. Maybe there is a way that we might be able to make time to enjoy space, to go for a walk, to look up, see the clouds, the sun, maybe the stars on a clear night and the moon, and hear God say, look at my glory, look at my power, look at what I created. And say a prayer and say, thank you, God, for speaking to me and showing me that. But we also want to listen to God as we read the Bible and hear from him. I think it's great that tomorrow is the 1st of September and Monday is the beginning of the new academic year, which feels like a big deal, but it's a great chance to make a bit of a new academic year's resolution. And a great thing would be to say, I'm not just going to read the Bible, I'm going to listen to God as he speaks to me. And that's easier said than done. But maybe it means not just reading through something quickly, shutting it and going away, but spending time looking at what God's saying to us, praying to God about it, and listening to what he says. Maybe it means God saying something you're doing in your life is wrong or needs to change, and listening to what God says and responding to it. It's easy to hear, it's much harder to listen. But what we see from Psalm 19 today is that God is speaking to every single one of us. He's speaking to us through space, telling us of his glory and his power, and he is speaking to us through the Bible. And he is telling us that he loves us. He's got a plan for our lives, and it's all about Jesus coming to save us. And the question is, will we listen to him? I'm going to pray and ask God to help us to listen. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the fun we've had at Holiday Club. Thank you so much that space is amazing. And thank you that you speak to us through space, telling us about how amazing you are. Help us to listen to you as we see space and learn about it. Thank you so much that your words in the Bible are trustworthy, they're right, they're pure, they're perfect, they're sweet, they're so wonderful. And it's amazing you speak to us through the Bible. Thank you that you tell us so much and you tell us how, despite all the wrong things we do, that because of Jesus, we can be friends with you forever, be part of your family and be forgiven. Help us to listen to you when you say that, to not ignore you, to not do the opposite thing, but to run to you, to trust you and to follow you. Amen.